We will call the meeting of the city council to order. If you would stand for the pledge of allegiance, remain standing for prayer.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Dear Lord, bless the decisions of this body. Guide us tonight and in the future as well. Amen.
Of the roll call.
Brandon Chapman.
Here.
Dan Rappelhead.
Here.
Tracy Briggs.
Here.
Scott Brown.
Here.
Ryan Grove.
Here.
Shirley Rose.
Shirley is ill tonight.
Tim Shelters.
Here.
Mary Elton.
And he is on vacation, so. Okay, we are ready for the adoption of the agenda.
Motion to approve the agenda.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and second. And roll call for the agenda.
Brandon Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Rappelhead.
Yes.
Tracy Briggs.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Ryan Grove.
Yes.
Tim Shelters.
Yes.
And ready for the approval of the minutes of the last meeting.
Motion to approve the minutes from the last meeting.
Second.
Okay, there's a motion and a second. They're ready for roll call.
Brandon Chapman.
Yes.
Dan Rappelhead.
Yes.
Tracy Briggs.
Yes.
Scott Brown.
Yes.
Ryan Grove.
Yes.
Tim Shelters.
Yes.
Okay, that is adopted. Any petitions, memorials, or remonstrances? Seeing none, committee chair reports. Moving on to report of city officers. All right, well, we'll just go on. We do not have old business, so we're ready for new business. And under new business, we have Brad Dale, president of the Redevelopment Commission, with us. So the floor is yours.
Thank you. Brad Dale, Vincennes Region Development Commission, and this is just a 2018 recap of what we had done on our projects last year and our finances. I always try to get up there first once a year, toward the end of the year, or beginning of the next year, so here I am again. But the projects that we had finished and paid for is the 6th and Main Street parking lot, which was the muffler shop. We got the Four Lakes Splash Park done, which is paid for. We got the Kimmel Road Extension done and paid for. The project still in the works as of right now is the 6th and Main parking lot for Roy's Conoco, which is all but done. Main Street Phase 1, which we bonded on Phase 1. And it's on target to finish this August before school year. So everything, we had a little hiccup with the bridge, done a little extra work on that, but it's coming out fine. We'll be starting Phase 2 on Main Street. Also has been started on preliminary study by RQAW. That's an 80-20 match, our 20% of course. And we have committed to the Pantheon of $332,500. On December 20th of 18, we did have a presentation on with Reedy Financial on our TIF impact on all the overlapping taxing units. And they was, a lot of us here, and some of you guys were here. And that's a state requirement, so we'll be doing that every December. You're all welcome. We'll try to get you an email out a little bit earlier than last time, but I still feel obligated to get up here and see you all at the commission and tell you exactly where we're at if you have questions. But it's been a fun project, all of them. We've had nothing but success on everything we've done. On the parking lot, everything's went smooth and under budget, so... With that, I'm going to turn this over to Reedy Financial, who does keep a sharp eye on us. Thank you. Thank you.
Matt Frisie with Greedy Financial Group. I'm not sure, do you guys have our financial plan in front of you?
Not tonight.
Your copy is sent over. We'll make sure to get you guys a copy of each one without you guys having it really in front of you. I don't know how much good it will do, but just so you know, I mean, like Brad mentioned, everything is on track with finances. The biggest things is tonight's meeting, we wanted to just discuss what's going on, as he just did, and kind of just go over the finances in general. That is a requirement in the Indiana code that we need to submit or present to the overlapping units by April 15th of the year, the previous year's finances. So my apologies for not printing them off. I thought that that was going to be done for you guys already, but we'll make sure that you guys each have a copy after tonight's meeting. That way you guys can take a look. If you have any questions, I'll make sure to give you guys my card. You guys can email me or give me a call, whatever you want. But the biggest thing to keep in mind, nothing too much has changed. As you'll flip through this, when you get it, it'll show a few pages from the intros, but we've got a full breakdown of each, you know, expenditure and revenue month by month through the year 2018, exactly what happened, what came in, what went out. And then the next page, these are the two biggest pages. This one's really your breakdown as far as where exactly all the money went, and what the revenues were as far as compared to the expenditures, and what kind of went through the RDC throughout the year. And then you'll also see they're broken down by funds. We've got our Hart Street Economic Development Area, which is our main fund. Then we also have our 2018 Bond Capital Projects Fund. We're just basically separating those funds just to make sure we know where everything's going. And everything is in order. Everything that, like I said, is on track. We also have a breakdown of our contracts that the RDC holds and what percentage of those contracts have been completed and what is still remaining on those contracts. So just to make sure that we are being charged what we should be and we're not being overcharged for any of the contracts that we have outstanding. And then just our debt overview. We really only have the 2018 Main Street bond that Brad mentioned. And as far as the bond reserve funds that we have, just the balances there as well. Everything, like you said, is on track. Finally, you'll see the amortization schedule of the said bond that was issued last year. And then the last bulk of the whole actual financial plan is just every single parcel that is within the TIF allocation area that's required in the April 15th that we show you every single parcel that is allocated in the area. And then also, I believe, each parcel, it will break down as far as what their base AV and their incremental AV for that parcel is. So, like I said, I'll make sure to get you guys copies and get those sent to you. And if you have any questions, just don't hesitate to give me a call or shoot me an email.
Okay. Max, is there any way to email those instead of?
Yeah,
in my opinion, I think that's a lot of funds. You know.
Yeah, definitely.
Say if we can email.
I can get a list of your guys' email addresses.
I can call has it.
Okay.
So she can
word
it out.
Yeah, I was about to say.
She's trying to go print a few copies right
okay.
now.
Okay, I was about to say I have it on my email right now. I can just forward it to you guys, but
follow up an email to the group.
Perfect. Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah, and like I said, just if you have any questions, just shoot me an email or call. Okay.
All right. Thanks.
Any other questions?
I just would, because it's been an issue that's been raised in the legislature, I know, about the impact on other taxing entities. And I know in the discussions that have been held before, mm-hmm. but I think that our RDC has been very sensitive to that, and that the relationship, particularly between the school corporation and the RDC, has been a cordial and complimentary one in terms of the working relationship, but that has not always been the case some other places in the state, which I think has resulted in some legislators making laws about TIF districts that might be harmful in the future.
Yep.
So
you're definitely not a problem there. We have other clients that definitely do have that struggle with their school corporations especially. So it is good that Vincent is not one of those where you guys do have a good, like you said, cordial relationship between the school corporation, the RDC, and the city council. You guys can kind of, you know, work together on these things. And truly, I know Brad had mentioned they did the TIF impact meeting last December. I would say that you guys do, having us engaged, you guys do have some of the best in the business as far as what TIF impact really is. We actually did at the AIM Fall Conference last year. I know some of you guys were there. he presented a new, actually coined the phrase, and he presented a new topic of tip margin, basically saying that, you know, there's not a dollar for dollar corporation that some school corporations believe that there is between what the tip receives and what they're losing out on. There's actually a margin of funds that are created from tip, and that would never be there without the use of tip. So appreciate your time. If you guys have any other additional...
As a spokesman for the school corporation, I know this is a conversation that we've had.
Yeah.
And when you look at some of those news stories, and Councilman Chapman's right, I mean, there's been some hostility between certain school districts and TIF zones, but we've had a pretty good relationship and pretty solid. And I think it's a good working relationship with the people that are on the board and the openness in the community that we have to be able to talk things through, that we haven't run into those kind of situations. I do have a secondary question, if that's all right. With the discussion and talks of combining phase two and phase three on the Main Street project, do we know the impact of those, or is that too early to ask right now? Because I know it was something that was just discussed early on. So, I mean, is that something that we can get information on later, I guess?
I can definitely look into getting that information.
Yeah.
It's not something that I have just readily available.
It's just a curiosity thing.
Yeah.
Obviously, it's something that we've, you know, it was just recently talked about, and just being able to kind of keep up on those things is always fun.
Definitely. And, like, we always like to look at things from all aspects, make sure that we do quantify what this impact could be or could have. So that's definitely something that we'll take care of, and we'll get to you guys.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.
As long as you are here, for the people that don't get into the weeds of every page of the detailed report.
Yep.
I think because the RDC deals with multiple projects spanning sometimes a number of years, the concern always is, are the funds going to be there based on your projections and to do everything that they are committed to do at this point? And so you have analyzed that, and so that would be the question I would have, you know, even though it's a very broad one.
Yes, and to give you a broad answer, yes. we're on track for completing all of our obligations that we do have, and we don't foresee any issues. I mean, our revenues are great compared to our expenditures. You'll see actually on your main, that main fund page, the Hart Street, that's one of the main calculations we kind of factor in. So, you know, our pass-through calculation, 129% of our spending is what we received in revenue. So we're making sure that we have those reserves so that maybe if something does happen with our AP numbers and money gets tight one year, we have some cushion to make sure that we do meet our obligations and get everything taken care of.
Okay. Very good.
Any other questions?
Tim, I was not here. The impact of the Benson Community School budget of 2018 from the TIF was percentage-wise was 1.10 the impact of their budget. For the city council, you guys, it was 6.88 impact on your taxes. You get an idea where we're at after that.
Yep.
I think if you look at the projects the RDC has invested in, there's a type of projects that improve our infrastructure to increase the likelihood of the kinds of investments that are going to produce property tax revenue and income tax revenue for the city. So they're really investments to improve our financial picture in the future. And of course, that would apply also to the other taxing entities as well.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you. And certainly thank the members of the RDC for their diligent work as well. So, thank you. Moving on to Resolution 3, 2019.
Motion to approve Resolution 3, 2019.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second for Resolution 3, 2019.
Resolution 3, 2019, honoring the NJCAA National Championship Team, whereas the Vincennes University Women's Basketball Team won the NJCAA Tournament on March 23, 2019, and whereas VU coach Todd Franklin was named Tournament Coach of the Year for leading his team to four victories in 4 days to win the national championship, and whereas the achievement and conduct of the VU team's coaching staff and support personnel about honoring distinctions of both Vincent University and the city that proudly shares the name Vincent, and whereas all VV fans and Vincent citizens will honor the VV team that brought the NJCAA National Championship banner to Vincent, now therefore be it resolved that the city of Vincent congratulates the Vincent University Trailblazers men's basketball team for earning the 2019 NJCAA Championship, and calls upon all Vincent citizens to honor the VV's team and coaches.
Okay, thank you. Is there a discussion?
An exciting game.
It's an exciting game, exciting season. I attended the welcome back ceremony at the PE complex yesterday, and the great deal of excitement, and the community expressed its appreciation for this achievement. I was a student at Vincennes University when they won their last banner, so it shows there's been a few years in the interval, but we're certainly glad to hang that fourth banner at the PE complex. And I believe, and Tony can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe the championship game was the first time that
has been nationally. CBS Sports Network.
Yes, yeah. So I think Vincennes University and the city as well achieved a great deal of recognition. So certainly appreciate that and congratulate Coach Franklin as well on his award. So if there's no further discussion, we'll have the roll call.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Tracy Bruce?
Yes.
Ray Chapman?
Yes.
Tim Salter?
Yes.
Dan Rabelais?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Okay, the resolution is adopted. Ready for claims.
Make a motion to pay claims, $410,310.75.
Second? Okay, we have a second. Tim, we've got a second. If there's no discussion, we're ready for the roll call.
Ray Chapman?
Yes.
Tracy Bruce?
Yes.
Dan Rabelais?
Yes.
Tim Salter?
Yes.
Scott Brown?
Yes.
Brian Rowe?
Yes.
Okay, the claims are paid. Any items under miscellaneous? I do have one item myself. I neglected to report that the Solid Waste Management District Board met this morning, and I will report good news and bad news. Which do you want first?
The bad news.
The bad news, and it really was a report made to the board, not a board decision, but Republic is beginning May 1st, will begin charging the city for recycling. This is something that was probably anticipated as markets continue to deteriorate on the recycling front. And the cost of handling recycling is going up, so that it's going to be $45 a ton, I understand. So that's the bad news. The good news is, and it's not official, but the Solid Waste Board, in finding this out, is preparing a plan to contribute the cost to the city of that fee. So they currently pay for an employee to handle recycling at Bicknell. So this would be, in essence, putting us on par with what currently is being done for Bicknell in terms of cost. So good news, bad news, but it's not, you know, if the board comes through at its next meeting and provides this as a grant to the city, it'll not have a negative impact on our budget. So, anyway.
Do you know if people are still going to be allowed to take their recycling out there?
Yes,
that's a good.
They are. And that will be at no charge, from what I understand.
Okay, that's what I do. So
will that be at no charge, or will the city be charged?
No, that'll be at no charge.
So if you take it there, okay, all right, okay.
Did you say put it on Dwayne's tail?
Yeah, you can do that. You can try that. The only other item is, of course, the 103rd Annual Awards Dinner of the Chamber of Commerce coming up April 16 at 6:30. So any member that plans to attend, please let me know so we can plan accordingly. If there's nothing else, we're ready for a motion for adjournment.
Motion.
All right, we have a motion.
Second.
Second. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.